1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. June is Pride Month. Joining us on the phone line from Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center, we've got Heather Lister on the phone lines from the library. Good morning, Heather.
Hello, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. Always good to check in. And again, it is Pride Month for the month of June. So it is our Queer Book of the Month selection. And I think you've got not one, but two books and for young readers. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely true. I've got two books I've picked out, two what we call here picture books. One for the two to five age group, and then one for the probably 5 to 8 age group.
And what are the titles of the books?
Yeah, so the first book I looked at is called Rainbowsaurus, about a really colourful dinosaur that colours along the lines of the Pride flag, actually. And it's about two dads and their children. They follow a rainbow, and they follow it all the way to find Rainbowsaurus, this colourful dinosaur. And on the way, they meet a menagerie of different coloured animals. And little kids will have great fun mimicking the sounds of the animals and counting the animals they've found. And it introduces them to the concept of families being different. Families come in all different shapes and sizes. Without that concept being the total focus of the story, it's just a natural feeling that, yes, you can have two dads and two mums in a family, as well as a mum and a dad. So it's it teaches children acceptance of different types of families. We had an event called Drag Storytime about 10 days ago, where we had drag queens reading to children, and it was children in about this age range, some a little bit older, and the drag artist chose Rainbowsaurus to read to the children, and it was very well received. We had a good turnout. We had 47 participants, and everyone went away happy at the end of the day, so that was a success for us this time.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm glad it was a success. So that is Rainbowsaurus, opened by Steve Anthony. And I've seen the cover of the book for young readers. It looks like a very sort of fun and kind of interactive kind of book. What's the other one?
The other one is called Sparkle Boy. This is gorgeously illustrated. It's suitable for the 5 to 8-year-old readers, simply because it's just a little bit more worthy than Rainbowsaurus. And it's about a little boy that wants to dress up in sparkly, shimmery clothes and wear nail polish, and his sister tells him, no, that's not appropriate for a boy. And his mum and dad encourage him to be who he wants to be. And things come to a head when he starts to be bullied by other little boys, and his sister comes to his rescue. And with a little bit of encouragement from the mum and dad and the adults surrounding him, he begins to appreciate that this is who he's meant to be, this is who he wants to be, and his sister learns acceptance, as do his friends, that this is the way this little guy wants to be. And it's a story about learning acceptance, respect for other children's choices in life.
So that is Sparkle Boy, which is also available. So we've got the two books for young readers. How did you find Sparkle Boy?
I loved it. I love the illustrations. It's a very gentle book. It reminds young children that you hurt people's feelings for criticizing their choices and the way they want to be, however small they are, and that we need to respect the way kids choose to be. So, yes, I love that book.
We're chatting with Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library. It's our Queer Books of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center. So I would imagine physical copies of this book are available. What's the best way to pick it up?
Yeah, just give us a call at the library or go online and reserve a copy. Rainbowsaurus is very popular at the moment. You might have a little wait for that one just because it was read at the Drag Story Time, but it shouldn't be too long a wait. And yeah, they're available through the library.
There you go. Again, with Rainbowsaurus, a huge success at the Drag Story Time with Stratford Public Library. Now, speaking of reading, Heather, we've got a couple of programs that are going on. First off, the TD Summer Reading Club.
Yes, the TD Summer Reading Club. Kids can pick up their reading packages today. It's very exciting. a much more simplified reading challenge. They just complete a sheet. They get a chance on something we call Blinko, and they get a chance to win prizes. And kids loved it last year. We rolled that competition out for the kids last year, and it went down really well. So they can pick up their packages today. So the actual program that we'll be running at the library, we'll have them every day of the week. We start July 2nd and they finish on August the 16th. They're free, they're drop-in. We've changed them up a bit, but we have some good repeats from last year, things like Exploring Stratford, where kids go to the airport or they go and see first responders. That's a repeat program, but there are others that are new this year. So something every day at the library, and as I say, no need to register, no need to pay for them, just come along to the library.
It sounds like a lot of fun, the TD Summer Reading Club for Kids. And again, the new summer program coordinators, Hannah and Jordan, have posted a great video all about it.
Mm-hmm. They have, and they have done a lot of work for this program and gone out to the local schools and talked to the kids, and we are already anticipating a good response to these programs.
Terrific. It's always a big success. And speaking of which, it's not just programs for the kids, Heather.
No. Why should kids have all the fun? And so we started the summer reading program for adults. It's even simpler than the kids program, actually, because all the adults have to do is pick up a coffee card and get it stamped each time they read a book. And when they finish their card, they drop it in a ballot box, and there'll be prizes throughout July and August for the adults.
Perfect. So you can get details with Stratford Public Library on any of those programs on our Queer Book of the Month selections with Stratford Pride Community Center. Again, Stratford Public Library at 19 St. Andrew Street, or you can go to their website, splibrary.ca, as June is Pride Month. And Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library. Heather, thanks so much for this. And boy, it's going to be a great summer.
It's going to be a great summer, I'm sure of it. It's just nice weather today is bringing that promise of a good summer to us all.